Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Class Law Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern graduates to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Hey, everybody. Got another day episode of racing. We had some good stuff going on. I know a lot of guys are just now coming back from work. I know this weekend been a really hectic weekend for certain people, but they were out there trying to do it in the rain. We had a lot of races in Akro. We had some street races going on. I know a couple guys are going to be getting on, and they're going to be getting on like a quarter after, quarter two, because I know the traffic is going crazy. I'm going to have Pee Wee coming on here tonight. And he's going to tell about his race with 50 grand and the race that Pro's having with Kevin Hunt. He's going to actually say, he's going to tell Kevin Hunt, he show him how to grudge race. He says, Kevin don't know anything about grudge racing. I talked to Kevin earlier, and Kevin says, I guess if he needs that $500 that much, he let him have it. But when his car gets straightened out, he'll come looking for him. So I know that race is going to happen again. And Kevin says if he acts like he wants to get froggy and like he said that he would run Kevin Hunt's Malibu, he said he would lock him in tonight. He said all I had to do is make the phone call. So I know the things are going to happen tonight. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's been talking about it. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Chris McGee. He was out there the other night. Running on the street with his little car, his little street car. And so far, he's undefeated out there. He's doing his thing. And he's actually going to be out there on May 25th at MRI, Buds Creek. He'll be out there doing his thing. Hell yeah, I know he's going to be on here tonight because he's got a couple people he want to call out. Mark Jones actually wants to be on here. He's talking about calling out some. Black and Miles, they'll be on here tonight. We got quite a bit of guys that have all been saying that they want to do something, and I guess the next biggest thing that they want to be at is May 25th. But just to let everybody know, after May 25th, we will be in Indiana on June 7th. It'll definitely be a nice show out there with Big Sham and Bruce Leroy and them gunning. It should be a real great one. I know a few of the guys have called me. We have to book the motels by the end of the night. By Saturday. We're starting to book our rooms in, so we want to make sure everybody gets theirs now. I know William Brown has a race coming in. His will be on the 24th in Virginia. I also have a couple races going on in Island Dragway, and that'll be Ben Laden and them. They'll be doing their thing, MG. They'll definitely be doing their little shootout and everything and a couple grudge runs. I know Billy G has got a race coming up. He's coming in. He's got a run against Kevin Hunt, so that's going to have to go. And it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be one of those things where whoever moves the wrong way could be getting hurt. That's what Pee Wee told me. So I'm just letting everybody know, a lot of people took Pee Wee lightly. And like they said, 50 grand. He went out there, and they said he went out there to try him, but now they said he's in the bushes. They can't find him. Somebody said he was in Good Samaritan Hospital trying to get the stitches out, but I don't know how true that is. But I seen the video, and it was Pee-wee was very impressive. That's all I can say. And he said he's going to be looking for something. He'll be there at MRI. He'll be at Buds Creek looking for some action to do. I think also he's going to go to William Brown's race on the 24th. I'll be talking to the Wright brothers pretty soon, and I think that might be doing something Tiptoe versus the Wright brothers. We'll wait and see on a little negotiation here, and I think this is going to go motor to motor. Pizza Gangster, we got him and Calvin is up in the air right now. I guess they're waiting to lock in. So I'll probably have Stefano in tonight, and I'm quite sure Calvin's going to get on here tonight. Donald Curry, he'll be out here tonight with the Blue Nova. He'll be looking to do that race with Mark Jones. He's looking to do that Mustang motor to motor. Everybody knows that Donald's got the streetcar Nova. He's looking for something, some action. Anything that comes, something like him, he don't mind doing. He's not scared to run. You got to give the guy credit. Hell yeah, you got to give the man credit. He goes out there, and even if he had problems, hey, he went out there. He went out there, and he did his thing. He might have lost. I've seen a lot of people saying they took the tree down. I don't know who wrote that down. I'm not sure because I don't remember exactly. But I looked at the video, and hell yeah, moved first, but the car didn't go nowhere. So as somebody saying they took the tree with them, I don't know what race they're looking at. They need to replay it and see who moved first. So that's something that I don't think they know what they're talking about. The guy had problems. He actually said he's going to go back out there, and he's going back to race again. So you got to give the guy credit on that. Like they say, I know Young Stang has got his run coming up real soon. So we got a lot to be looking forward to this year. A lot of action everywhere. Englishtown, the 18th, should be real hot and heavy. And they've been talking about it. We got like about four races, I think, locked in that day. PD Small Block's also got something going on real soon. He's got his coming in. They'll be out pretty soon. It's going to be quite a bit. And right now I know Gunnan has a few things that a few guys that are talking about coming down on the 25th. I'm waiting for him to get on here. When he gets on here, he can tell me. I know the guys Ground and Pound and Danye and Bookie and a few other guys, Chuck, they came last time. I'm quite sure they're coming again. Tony Vines has already said he's going to be in the house on the 25th. There's going to be quite a bit of action. Thunder Goat will be there. Everybody knows he's coming back. Black and Miles should be out there also. So it's going to be interesting this year. Yeah, this year is going to be a really, really good one. I mean, I'd like to see a couple of the races. I'm not going to call out the races. I'd rather let them go ahead and say who they want to run. I'd rather not say, I let them say it. Then they can't say, oh, Joe's setting the race up. No, I mean, you know, I don't mind having a race go. I don't know about the Little Tony and Street King race. We're waiting to see. Little Tony's willing to do. Now we got to make sure Street King is on the up and up, ready to roll. He says if Young Stang and Roadie runs, he wants to come down, and then he'll bring his car and the Magnum. And well, I know if he comes with his car, he's got to deal with Lamont. So I don't know if he's coming, going, or whatever, which one he's doing, but I'm quite sure he'll come over here defending his honor, and I think Lamont want to definitely say something for him because he got the deposit last time, and he said he really rather had beat Street King. So I know Street King talks to say he wants to do certain things, so we'll see if he can make it. If he makes it, hey, it'll be great. But I know Danye, and they'll definitely be looking for something again. And our prayers goes out to the Hattons. There's no doubt about it. Ever since Piedmont, his father got into a pretty decent fire there. The car caught on fire, burnt his arm. I think he got second-degree burns. So, like we say, our prayers are with you. If you need anything, you can give me or Larry T a call, and whatever we can help you with, just don't mind. Don't hesitate to call. You know, you're just like family, so it's no problem. When you need something, we just make sure we try to take care of you. So I'm all prayers out to you, the Hattons. I know Pro Stock Joe has something going on real soon in the Outer Banks area. We also had the boys from Piedmont said they want to come up. Extreme Junior, they want to come back out. And from what I'm hearing, the Black Camaro wants a rematch. David Neal. So that could be happening on that race on the 25th. Also, Bad Storm is looking for a small block. Anybody small block on Juice on 28th, he's definitely looking. So he says he's looking for somebody. He says he's going to be headhunting. So if somebody wants to lock in and they got a stock suspension small block on 28th, he'll be on here tonight. If you decide you want to do something, please give a call because he's willing to lock in. We also know that the slut is back in action. And like he said, he's hungry. He definitely wants something. Weeby also said that he's looking for to take on somebody. So Weeby's back. He's another one. So I think we got quite a bit of guys there right now that's ready to go. And if everything works out like it's supposed to be, I hope it'd be like Piedmont was 2 weeks ago. We had 25 money runs out there. We ran until 11 o'clock that night. I mean, the guys actually did it. We actually, the North actually took a beating that day. We got hit pretty good. We got almost beat on every race. Lewis Collin gave a great race out there. You know, he took on the Beretta, and it was just a little bit too much for him. You know, the Wright brothers came back on top, you know, and one of those things, Kenny Beachman took on Bad Storm. And like they say, Kenny Beachman had problems also. So I can't say that it's just like, don't get me wrong, a win is a win, you got it. I got to give it to you, Bad Storm, you got it. But I think if Kenny Beachman was running under full power, it should have been a much better run. It would have been a much closer run. Big George went out there and took the break of the tires from Extreme, and he kind of drug it up in the air, picked the wheels up a little bit too high, got a little loose, but he lost, but he gave a good effort. Then I think he came back, though, and ran his buddy with the orange Camaro from Maryland, and he won his money back. So he did a job out there. Big George, I can get your hats off to you. You're doing your races. You're getting busy. You're doing what you have to do. We know a lot of guys out there that kind of like, you know what, they're gun-shy. I don't know why they do it. If you decide you want to race somebody, go ahead and ask them. Don't worry about it. They ain't going to say yes or no. So if you see something that you want to run, go ahead and ask them. What the heck? If you don't scared to ask them, ask me to ask them. I ask them. No big deal. That's how I look at it. If you come to a grudge race, half of the time, 9 times out of 10, guys are looking to run. You ain't coming out there testing. You came out there to run. That's what a grudge match is for. And that's what it's supposed to be. So you shouldn't have any problems. We went to Piedmont. The atmosphere was great. You walked around. People just walk up to you, and they just ask you to run. It was great. And that's how it was supposed to be. No hard feelings. I see. And there was 25 runs, but there was one race that went down 5 times, and that's not even counting. So I don't count. I just count them as one time. You know, but that's how they kept going back and forth. They run for $400 each clip. But they were right back out there. 1 minute this guy went, next minute the other guy went. But they were having fun. And, you know, a lot of guys turn around, they're scared, they win one, and all of a sudden that's it. Oh, I'm done now. I'm putting the car in the trailer. Why? Go right back out there. Hey, all you do is, what are you going to do, break even? The worst you can do? But you got guys that turn around, take one win, and they're going home. Pack everything up, put it on the trailer. I'm out of here. Like that. When Pee Wee gets on here tonight, he's actually said he's going to tell everybody how to race. He's going to tell them how it's been done. Supposedly, I think we might be getting $50,000 on the radio tonight. I guess he's going to do a little talking. I got to know Ben Laden and Billy G. They're doing their job. They got a lot of races locked in. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. I heard through the grapevine when they said it, I guess after they lost, and Pee Wee was pumping his chest, they said, and they said he said he would run Billy stuff. So from what I heard, they said lock it in. And then he said, I talked to Kevin Hunt today. Kevin Hunt said that he was pumping his chest, but Kevin said his car was broke. He said the Heim joints and everything was had loosened up in the car, broke or whatever. And he said he knew he couldn't get in time. Finished, so that's the reason why he He didn't want to hold the guy up. He could have been a dick and held the guy up. And he said, you know what, I'm just going to give you the money. You know, so the guy can go ahead and do another run. That's sportsmanship there. That's great. But, you know, you turn around and a couple other guys that we're talking about were saying they're going to do anything. And certain guys, you know how it goes. Talk, but let's see. I want to see them do something, finally. You know. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now because I see a mic going to be open here. 443. Oops, they just popped out. Let me see. Well, Gunnan, was that you? You just popped me out of there. What the heck you do? Oh, my gosh. But he's got to pull.
What's happening, Joe? How you doing tonight? How's everybody doing from the DMV area, New York, New Jersey that's on the show? What's going on, Joe?
Not much, man. We're trying to get out there, trying to do our things, and there's a lot of guys out there talking a good game, and we're going to see what happens this year.
All right, man. Listen, I mean, go ahead, Joe. Let me say this. I've seen a lot of the videos from ATCO this past weekend and whatnot. I've seen a lot of cars I like. I'm interested in getting back up there, seeing who's doing what once again, and I'm also sending out the text messages now, seeing if I can't get the guys from Chicago to come on and verify if they're making it to your race on May 25th. They're an hour behind right now, so a lot of guys might still be getting off of work or just getting in. So if we can give them a few more minutes and wait for them to respond to me back, for the ones that respond back, I will be getting them on the show. And they can confirm whether it'll be there May 25th and we can try to get them matched up. So the fans in the DMV area, New York, New Jersey, can see new cars, and the guys from that way can get brand new action and fellowship with a brand new set of races.
I'll tell you the race I'd like to see run. I would like to see Donye and Pee Wee go.
Hey, what kind of car is Pee Wee? Hey, well, let me ask you a question. Pee-wee. What kind of car does Pee Wee have? Yeah, uh-huh.
Pee Wee got a Malibu.
Talking about that black Malibu with the really boys on it, that was at ATCO?
Yep.
Okay, that's Pee Wee. Are you sure that's Pee-wee, Joe? I thought I read another name up there on the internet. Dude by the name of Logan Chris put a video up on Facebook.
What was his name?
A dude by the name of Logan Chris, he put the video up on Facebook.
Logan
go
Chris.
Back to him. Yep.
Well, he put the race up a Pee-wee.
He did the shakedown right off the trailer, right?
Nah, I couldn't tell you. I didn't make it to the track. I was gonna let Pee Wee go ahead and say it, you know. And then when he gets on here, he'll be coming home from work real soon, and he'll definitely be on. I can actually try to see if I can text him right quick.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll text. Let me see if I can get in touch with Donye. Let me send Donye a text real quick, and we'll see what's going on. We'll see. We'll let them brothers talk to each other, and begin to work it out.
Well, I know he's got a couple other things. Big Nasty, like he said, there ain't no doubt about it. He's gonna. I already said he's gonna do a race. He promised. He, like he said, he's gonna do his thing. He's not lying about anything. He's not scared. I guess a lot of people took him short, but that he was coming out there like slow. I guess they thought about maybe 2012, 2011. But boy, he sure put a different taste on a lot of people. Nobody thought it was going to run like that.
Okay. I'm looking at him now. Yeah, man, that is Pee-wee's car you're talking about. I'm watching the video now. Yeah, the black Malibu. Okay, G-body to G-body. Okay. Yeah, I like the way that car looked out there.
Huh? Well, he ran a stock suspension conventional head. They blocked. That's what those guys were saying. That's the reason why he won. So that's, you know, everybody's got something, you know. They said he was out of class or whatever. So, but like they said, you know, it takes two to race. They thought they were going to win, and that was it. It was a race. That's what racing's about. It's just that Pee Wee had his number this time. He was right. He was ready.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm at a real disadvantage when it comes to talking about the Northeastern Rudd races. I've been up there three times in three races and haven't really had a chance to get over to the trailers and really chop it up with the races like I want to. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the line, well, I know you're on the line, but go ahead and hit the one button. Let me know what you guys think of the race coming up May 25th, and we'll go from there. In the meantime,
I'm still sending out texts, still waiting for a response to come back from the guys in Chicago. They are an hour behind. They're on Central Time. But there should be quite a few cars coming. Like I said, I don't want to say anybody's coming. I'd like for you guys to hear it out their mouth directly. And we'll go from there. And,
Joe, carry on
with your show, and let me see if I can reach out to a few people.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, Gunnan, I'm going to send you a thing right quick, and you can pull him right in, because I know he told me. If I got to, call him, hit him up, and because I was looking for his number in here. And you can definitely give him a call. And this is definitely... Man, he said what he was gonna do, and he did it Sunday. You gotta give the guy credit. See, we got the pop out of it, like he said. The brake was out the car, and he went straight. He got down, and he was perfect. Ain't too many guys, you know, come back and say they can do that, but they did it. Also, Gunnan, there was a thing I had. I gotta ask you. When is Little Tony's race? Hey, Gunnan? He must have got
I'm here. I'm here. Little Tony's race is July 26th. At Little Tony's race is July 26th at US 131 in Martin, Michigan. And if the truth be told, that is like a sister track to Bud's Creek. The facilities are almost identical. It's a very good track. It's a quarter-mile track. You got a lot of races. You got a lot of races from over in Detroit. It's 2 hours from out of Chicago. So it's going to pull the Chicago, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan races. And there you have it. Last year, it was a huge event. He threw, three races last year. All the races were a success. But this race this year, he has a $10,000 shootout. There will be no split purses for that pot. It's going to one man. And if the last two decide to, whatever the last two decide to do, that's going to be between them. But I do know Little Tony, the Motor City Mafia, is paying that money out to one man. And once again, that's going down July 26th at US 134. Martin, Michigan, I can tell you guys, the guys in Detroit, they can bet, they can gamble. So, that's going back.
Tell me something else. I know I hear a couple races going on. Tell me about that 29-inch race, the way they're saying it. It doesn't matter about suspension, doesn't matter about wheelie bars, it doesn't matter on none of that, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, for the details of it, let's go ahead and let's try to get Puerto Rican Junior or Little Tony on the line directly, and they'd be more than happy to fill you guys in. So hold the line, talk to the listeners right now, Joe, and let me get them on the phone right now.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure, because there's a lot of people talking about the 29-inch race. You know, you get a lot of guys that cry, you know, you can't have bars again. I think the difference between down south and New York and Detroit, they don't care. You know, you got bars, you got bars. That's how it is. I know. So if you get them on and we can straighten that out, I know everybody wants to know about it, because a few guys have been asking me about it for that race. So definitely if you can get them on for me. Big George, I know you're out there, so I want you to get on this phone, because I know you was already telling me you had a couple guys that you had got to want to do something, and I know we've been talking about it, and I know also Donald, and I didn't see him hit the one button. Hell yeah, I know he wanted to get on, because he definitely wants to get a payback, so I'm waiting for Hell Yeah to get back on so we can do his thing. So it's going to be, I know a couple guys out there, and I know Gunnan, I see one of the line open now. I'm going to open it up. 631-6604, your mic's open.
Hey, what's happening, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Man, everything's fine. Getting ready? Getting ready.
All right.
Whether everybody knows or not and stuff, May 17th at Darlington, we're trying to do a North versus South, and we got a pretty good lineup. Just confirmed some more things going on. We got a Big Sexy who's going to go against Brian Penner. That's locked and ready to go. We're going to have a $5,000 28-29-inch tire class. We're going to have a $100 gambler's race for the back half, any back half that's open. We're going to throw $1,000 on top of that. We got test and tune on Friday, and a racer's barbecue on Sunday at 12 o'clock at the track. So we got a bunch of things going on. Got a pretty good lineup of cars. You know, Junie and all those guys are coming. Porky's coming. You know, we got a pretty good lineup of guys from the north, and we're looking for runs from the south.
Okay. Tell me what time the gates open.
Gates open up at 12. But here's the thing, for the guys down south that don't know, the guys from the north are going to be here on Friday. And so we're going to be open early, and unlike they do, they stroll in late. We try to take advantage of everything that we can. So the guys in the north will be at the track, and they'll be racing, you know, first thing. They're not going to wait until the end. So try to get everybody to come in a little bit earlier than normal.
And what's the closing time, Willie?
The closing time is like 11, 12. You know, we're going to try to we'll finish the race. Okay, so we're trying to get out of this by 12 o'clock. But we'll finish the race, and anything that doesn't get finished, you know, we'll finish it the next day. But we're going to finish the race.
Okay, okay. No problem. Sounds good.
Appreciate
it. Sounds good.
There's a buzz going on the phone, too. Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if that gunning phone's buzzing like that or what, but I know he's on the other end, so ever since he tuned in, that seems like he seemed like he was buzzing. I don't know what that is. Yeah, that might be gunning. But I gotta
Joe,
see what the heck it is.
Can you hear me,
now.
Joe? Long Island Joe, I have little Tony on the line. I do hear the buzzing. I don't know whether it's me or not, but it's coming in faintly off and on. Can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I'm hearing you right now. There's a buzz coming in and out of your phone.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let me throw my phone on mute. Long Island Joe, I have Lil Tony on the line right now. Lil Tony, you want to go ahead and tell him about the rules of the race? July 26th, Martin, Michigan. Let him know the rules and where it's at and what's going down.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on, man?
Not much. How's everything, Tony?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Everybody's been asking about this here race, how it goes down. They want to know about the bars and can they run bars and they have to run or they don't have to, or you know, can they run them and can't they, you know, what's the rules? That's what they need.
The rules to the race is stock style front suspension, any form of rear suspension, 29 10 5W or 315s and smaller, and no bars. And it's a $1,000 buy-in, guaranteed $10,000 payout. So it's not contingent any car count or anything. If only two cars show up, the payout is still $10,000.
Okay. Who won it last year, Tony?
Last year, who won it? A guy out of Chicago, Mantilla. Mantilla won it last year.
Okay. Yeah. I know a few guys been asking me about it. They want to come in it. They want to get involved. And I don't know. We're going to try our best to get a couple guys over there. I know guys been wanting to travel, so we're definitely trying to travel.
Yeah. And it's 8 mile. It's not quarter mile. Going to the eighth.
Yeah, they don't mind for that kind of money. They don't mind traveling. They'll do that eighth. You know, Tony, that's definitely going to happen.
Head up, Pro Tree, 8 mile, track rules.
Okay, no problem. All right. Well, if anybody else comes on here, I'll make sure that they, if you're on the mic a little bit, that I'll let them get to ask you some questions.
Okay. I'm on the road traveling. You need me, just give me a call.
Okay, no problem. Thank you again.
All right, thanks.
I'm gonna open up a mic right now. We got 443-0116.
You use up our race, shit, he can bust tires and field goal.
443, your mic's open. Hello? Yeah, he's talking on the mic. I got to mute him. All right. 347-6810, your mic's open. 347-5810, your mic's open.
Oh, this is, sorry about that, Joe. This is, Bin Laden. Sam, crazy was.
What's going on?
How you
That's
doing?
All, Sammy. How's everything?
All right. How's everything going?
Not bad, not bad. I see, got a lot of static on the phone. I don't know what, how Gunning got it over here. Something happened with his, some bad reception or something he's got. But, definitely, tell us what's going on over there. It's not your phone. I think it's Gunning's phone because he's got the other line open over there. And,
all right.
Yeah. So right now, I think he'll clear it up when he gets back on. I'm gonna tell him. Tell us what's going on over there right now. Tell me what you got going.
Right now, July 12th, we just added another class. It's gonna be a stock block power adder class.
Okay.
That's about so far we. About 15 cars in.
Okay.
Besides the 10-0 no time and the 275-28 outlaw class that we got a little going. Little money, $50 buy-in, winner take all. And with your $100 for the 10-0, goes to the winner. And then I got another guy putting in for the stock block class, $100. To the winner, that's a bonus. And pretty much that's it. And some on at Island Dragway, Jersey. Oh, I have a little fun and eating and talking shit.
Now, tell me what happened there. And I'm hearing some stories, so, you know, Pee Wee was talking to us, and you know how that was going.
Tell
us about the race, so you tell me.
I don't know. We went out with 50's car. Took a little gamble and got a spot from him. Gapped us big time out there. And then all of a sudden he calls out everybody, and then he comes out telling 50 that he wants Billy, his driver, head up. Then he wants Billy's car head up. And I go ahead and tell him let's lock in.
So he wouldn't lock in.
He wouldn't lock in unless he checked his calendar. See, he has open dates. I don't know. Maybe a little scared of a little conventional-headed big block. 2,000 plus pounds.
Well, I'm gonna have to get him on the line, and because I know he was definitely talking some junk. He said he had already put the caution tape around Kevin Hunt's car because he had already killed him ahead of time. So, I wasn't there, but they said they had caution tape around Kevin Hunt's car. I don't know how true that was. Is that true?
I saw
it. Yeah,
well,
it was,
there.
Huh?
I saw
he said they had a body, so. Yeah, then
oh,
he said he think he killed 50 grand because they said they can't find 50 grand. They was calling the hospital to make sure he was all right, but they
Man,
can't 50 find
50 grand
him.
Is good. He could take a little beating here and there. A loss is a
yeah.
loss, no big deal. Come back around, try it again. No big deal.
All right,
no
okay,
action,
that's what I like to
no
hear.
Action yesterday. No action yesterday, so try to give a little action. We
oh,
went
yeah.
out there,
yeah, you
couple
gotta
bucks,
do it.
We raced. Couple bucks, we raced, that's it. We lost.
Okay.
We take the loss, no problem.
Now, what are you up to? How about you on your car?
Mike, I'm playing with the house right now, so... It'll be out soon.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right.
Straight head, stock suspension, 28 on spray.
You looking for anybody special?
Right now, I can't call out nobody because I don't think I'll see what during the middle of the year I come out with the car. Right now, I don't know what's going on with it. I got to finish up house things around here and there. But I'm hoping to have it out for July 12th at the event for the barbecue.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Usually I come out looking for races around September, November. That's when I want. That's when I want some action.
Okay,
anybody
gotcha.
Sits like me could get it.
No problem. That's what it sounds like. That sounds good. Like a plan to me. Definitely sounds like a
like
plan.
If they don't sit like me, no problem. We'll make it fair. We make it fair. They can make it fair. We'll try it. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
All right.
So just hang on the phone in case somebody wants to ask you about the stock block there. You know, I'll definitely get you in there.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
You take care, Sammy. Okay.
Take care, Joe.
You too. All right. 717-3712. Your mic's open.
Yo, hey, what's up, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Yeah. All right.
How you doing?
Right.
Oh, yeah, how's everything with you?
Good, man, good.
Yeah,
what's
I saw the race on the tube there, and don't get me wrong, I was watching, and somebody said that, oh, they pulled the tree down and everything, so I thought that he treed you, but when I pulled it back, he didn't tree you. You kind of stumbled. You moved first, but it just stumbled.
Yeah, that's what he was claiming. You know, he was going to cut my head off at the tree, and he sure shot out on me, but my car shut down. I had to get off, you know, get out of it and back in it. And, you know, by that time, it's too late in the game. We roll in, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I just
that
had
was
some problems,
the running
you know
bed.
I mean? Yeah. I just had some problems. And, you know, you got to have your car right when you're doing this shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it happens. You know, it was a good race. You went out there late. You went out there and you tried them. That's all
right. Right. I didn't want to back out, you know. I was already in, and I was just hoping the car would work, but it didn't work for me, as you can see. So, but you know,
yeah.
Hey, he earned it. You know what I mean? I ain't taking nothing from him. He earned a race, so
okay.
I just I get another shot at him. That'd be great, you know. Gonna be, I guess, 31st, I think.
Okay.
You got something going on the 25th? I'd be interested in talking with Little Donald. And, you know, I know he's coming up for the show. I'd like to come with him, you know. Maybe we can get a race lined up for me up there or something.
Yeah, you got anybody in mind there?
I don't know who's going to be there or not. I know this guy, Ruby Red, I'm trying to find it now, but I heard somebody call me today and said he's posting out there. I don't know if you know that car.
No, I'm not sure with that one, but I'll make sure I'll go out there and I'll try to find out about him and I'll see if I can get hold of him, reach him.
Yeah, he's got another Z car like mine. And he's calling me out. I know G Money wants to hook back up, so I don't know if he wants to do it at Capital or if he's come to your show or what. Maybe me and him can hit up or something. You know?
Yeah, I talked to G Money the other day. G Money will be on here tonight. I know he'll be coming. He came to Piedmont. You know, he was inside the shootout, and I guess he had just a couple of new things he was doing, so he wasn't quite ready. But he was
right.
There. He if he'd have made the one more round, he'd have been it. The one he lost to won everything, so he was right there. You know, it was a good shootout. So definitely, what I'll do is If you stay on the line, I'll see if I can reach him. I think I'm going to look at this number, and I'm going to see if it's him. If it's him, I'll let him get on and talk to you, see what he wants to do.
All right.
Okay, hell yeah? Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Okay, take it. 202-7381, your mic's open. 202-7381, your mic's open. Push the one button.
Hello?
You ain't talking.
Hello? What's going on, Joe?
Who's this, Big George?
Yeah, it's Big George.
What's going on with you, Big George?
Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing. Got on a little late, but I'm here.
All right. So what you got going? Anything coming up? Are you looking for anybody or what?
Yeah, I'm looking. I really want to run off. Bad Storm,
the
thing was down Piedmont.
You want to run Bad Storm?
Yeah. I like him one time.
And how you want to do with Bad Storm?
All I need is a brake.
I'll take the break from him.
All you need is a break from him.
All I need is a break. That's it.
Well,
I'd like to give a shout-out to a running bear, man. He looked real good. I watched Running Bear. I really admire that guy. He come from out of town, and he actually came to race, world's race, and he fulfilled his race. I'd like to give a good shout-out to that big brother, man. He looked real good all Saturday, man.
He ran real good.
He wasn't like he was in a naked woods or nothing. He came to do a job, and he really pulled it off. I'm real surprised. That was a good, that's a what you call a classic race. That was a big shot that would hurt anybody, you hear me? I mean, he put some on that boy here. He put some on that boy here, yeah, out the gate. I mean, Lonnie put some on him out the gate.
Well, I gotta say something about that one.
Go ahead.
You look at it, back it up again, and the man car shut off. If you look at it, it did stall, so that's why you're thinking it left the gate.
Well,
and you look at the video on Facebook, pull it back in, you'll see it stumble. But
ooh,
I give credit,
yeah.
He won still, but hell yeah, car most times shoots out, but that thing stumbled this time. I don't know what happened. What did it, nitrous burp or what? But the whole thing, like, it shut completely off.
Then
came back, you know.
Running bad.
Oh, no, I give him props. He won. Don't get me wrong. He won, but, you know, I was looking at what everybody was telling me, a gate shot. I was looking for the gate shot. Then I seen you put it on the thing. You see who moved first. But the car just fell on his face.
Yeah,
the car fell
definitely.
On his face, but then you got to give the man credit, you know. He actually said that he going back out there to try him again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he actually don't feel like his car went the number.
Yeah, well, I mean, Running Bear is a good girl. I classify him as a real world racer. A real good world racer. He said he'd get a man out of race.
Well, that's what they talked about, so I think it's going to happen. Hell yeah, it did say they're going to run again, so they're going to do it. Oh, I like to see it myself.
So
yeah,
we're going to
hook up on the 31st.
They're going to hook up when?
31st.
When
they said they're going to hook up on the 31st.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you got coming up, Joe?
Well, the 25th, that's what we got really going on right now. You know how it's going. We got a lot of guys coming from out here. We got some street cars coming. We got a little everything coming. I mean, it's definitely going to be real pretty good. I mean, ain't no doubt about it. I got, matter of fact, I got your man over here. He was talking. I told him we got to eat those cookies. I said you got to eat the cookies when you get there.
Yeah, he got to eat the cookies with no milk or no goat milk, no nothing. You and him got easy cookies.
No. You didn't raise me. You didn't have a bet with me. You got the bet with him.
Hey.
Here, talk to him for a little bit. Here you go. You on there. Hold on a second there.
This is Big George?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Big George. You know you had that bet with me, not him. Don't hide.
No. I'm just having fun. But you gotta eat some cookies, though. You gotta eat some cookies.
Nah, you know you gotta eat the cookies.
Huh? No, you gotta eat the cookies. You ain't show up.
Don't worry, I'll run you motor to motor on the 25th.
Okay, is another cookie batch again?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a rematch May 25th.
You don't give me. Okay. And I'm going to take care of you. Well, I'm going to take care of you real easy.
All right, hold on.
All right, you got to. So you can make him eat the cookies that day.
He got to eat the cookies that day.
He's going
to eat cookies twice.
All right, no problem. I promise you that. You can bring the cookies there. I'll make sure he eat them.
Hey, but you know also I want baby. I want extreme. I want that Ken again too. I definitely want him.
You want extreme again?
Yes.
Okay.
And you let him know. We had discrepancy about the break, right? When we ran down Piedmont, he said, he want me to win. He don't want to give me the same race again. So tell him, I'm going to go ahead and wait till the light fall. Then I got 3 seconds to leave after the green. I'm going to run his race again. But this time, I'm going to give him the race he wants.
Now, tell me something. Is David Neal going to be ready for him again? Is David Neal going to be ready again?
I don't know. I'm going to call. Well, you know, so if I can make that happen, I'll step down and I'll run somebody else. If David Neal, like I said, I didn't get a chance to get over there today. But I'm going to make my business to catch him Friday. And then I'll call you and we'll get that locked in for that. I'm quite sure he'll do that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait till Friday. I'm going to run out of Capitol and I'm going to run down and catch Dave Neely and get that official. And then I'll call you and let you know.
Okay, okay. I'm telling you, they definitely want to try David Neal. Matter of fact, hold on 1 second. I think you might just have, your friend on here now. 336-8949. Your mic's open.
Man, you tell him, was he able to bust that black stripe off the side of that car out yet?
Hello?
You heard him, big
guy. Were you able to bust out that black stripe that truck put on the side of that car?
No, I didn't buff it out yet. But I'm going to get to it. I got some new stuff for it. I'm going to put on it. And when they try to stripe my car again, it's going to bust out and put a blue stripe on your truck.
Well, don't worry. Don't worry, Joe. George. I'll just go ahead and paint your whole. I'll paint the whole side of your car black this time.
But you can't beat that. Let me tell you something, man. You can't beat that car, man. Y'all can't get the job done, man. But watch.
Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Did you see what happened Saturday?
I mean, we all know what happened Saturday.
I mean, we can't beat the car. Did you see what happened Saturday?
Yeah.
I could have sworn I was babying. I turned mine all the way down. The steel ran past him like he was sitting still.
No, you didn't turn shit down. You was all out, champ.
This time I'm not going to put a black paint stripe. I'm going to burn that bitch with the flames out of it.
Hey, it'll be something different. I got you. You really easy,
and
man.
You said you want the brakes from the bad storm. Do I need to get them on the phone, too?
Yeah, you need to get them on.
Yeah, I like to take a break from them.
Let me see what I can do.
You going to get them on now?
Well,
let me open this mic because I know this guy's been waiting. I don't want to turn around and let him go off. But 410-0961. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on now?
Hey, buddy. I just been listening and everything. Were you able to get in touch with that Camaro for the 25th?
I'm waiting for them to call me back. As soon as he calls me back, I'll definitely get in touch with you. Somebody thinks on speakerphone, so they're giving us an echo in the background. I don't know who
George.
That echo.
That's me. Let me turn it off.
George.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just wondering if you got any figured up with that one. That's all.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
make sure you tell George.
Huh?
I said, make sure you tell George about how, you know, what kind of parts the bad someone them like to run for.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get that discussion. I mean, I'm gonna try to make it worth his while, but I can't go heavy like that. But I'm gonna try to accommodate him.
I'm gonna let you know they travel there for the minimum they're gonna do it for is that 225 the minimum.
Okay, well that shuts me out then. I'm gonna try to get a 1500.
Well, you know what? They might. I'm gonna talk to them. They might do that. They just might do that. When they see some easy money like you, I'm gonna tell them, hell, this is that easy. You might as well go take it.
Well, one thing for sure, I'm not scared to run them. I bet you that.
So you gonna take it? Well, so you want the same race
for
me again too?
I'm not. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't never been scared to run any man, any car, man. Never. If I think I can win, I'm gonna try, champ. You can believe that.
Uh oh, George. You might be in trouble.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what's going on with this background noise because it's pretty bad, and I think I've been trying to get hold of Gunning because I think it's his phone, and I can't get him out of there, so I'm waiting to see where he at. But if Gunning you on, it's got to be on your phone hitting it. Pretty staticky, and everybody, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Hey, that's strange.
I hear it, too.
That's strange.
You know?
Yeah.
You still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still
there. Yeah, you know, I like two of them. I mean, my pocket ain't that heavy, but I'll accommodate him for 15. But I let Joe know, don't hold me and shit.
Well, then why didn't you bet that with us then, George?
What?
Why didn't you bet that with us?
I didn't come that heavy. I know they ain't going to run. But me and you can run for a bag of chicken.
Oh, yeah, you know.
it ain't
just possible. Well,
ain't
I mean, okay, no, George, I worded it wrong. I didn't say why didn't you do it. Why didn't your crew or your little nut huggers do it?
Well, I mean, come on, let me explain something about that. I mean, I'm by myself, man. The only thing, I can't get nobody to, a lot of
well,
people.
Well, you weren't around when everybody was over in that little camp by that little motorhome talking a whole bunch of junk. You weren't around then when they came up on me.
Well, but guess what, man? Guess what, man? When I came to Piedmont, I was by myself. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how I conduct it. That's why I don't try to betray. I can make big bets. I can only bet what I can afford to bet. You know what I'm saying? I don't depend on jokers. The bet with me. They irrelevant. I'm by myself, man. So
yeah, I understand that.
All they talk and all that, them dudes from up here, that's why I don't run up Capitol no more. And that's why I'm getting away from running up here. I'm going down the road and race my car. I mean, my car is special to me, and I bet on it for life. So these other dudes that betray to be with me, man, I don't worry about them dudes, man. I get a headache worrying about them, man. You know what I'm saying? So you know how it go. It's just you know, some guys got a stronger backbone with their men. You know what I'm saying? I don't have it up here. And I'm satisfied with it, for real. So when I come out of town, I'm going to really try to get this money up to run fast storm. I mean, I ain't gonna get nothing out of running somebody I can beat. If I can get around him, I can go ahead and retire. I ain't racing no more. I beat him, I ain't racing no more.
You know that's a lie. You know, if you win that, you couldn't stop you then. You know
if he win that, lie. Joe, hey, Joe, if he win that, I'm diving dead on his ass.
Who?
Me.
You okay?
You want the break from the bad storm, I'm going to blindside your ass you win that.
Well,
I'm dead on
you. Austin, that nice, pretty 68 Camaro that was down there at Piedmont.
The red one?
Yeah, I gotta get a hold to him. I gave him the card. He's supposed to give me a call. I know him and Donald supposed to be doing. They want both of them 3,000 pounds.
But I thought
both motor cars.
That was a motor car, Joe.
That's a motor car.
Oh damn!
And
small
block. It was down at Piedmont. It was a guy down in Piedmont. He's from North Carolina.
The red 69 had the blue tape, or 68 had the blue tape right behind the back wheel.
Yeah.
With the
nice, beautiful car. I got to try to get in touch with him because I know he said he's going to try to make it up here, and he want to run Donald, and Donald just, you know, Donald said that he's willing to do it. So I think on the 25th he's going to come down there also. You know. But I don't
know.
I'm waiting
George,
to see what everything else
he didn't respond back to me.
What did he say?
They say he didn't respond back to me. You might have scared him.
What, the Mustang? I mean,
yeah.
Camaro?
Nah, I ain't scared. I ain't scared Dollar Bill. No, sir. He ain't scared.
But like I say,
I'm really try to be heavy for him. I really like to run him, though. To the eighth. I really like
okay.
I was telling you.
With that same motor you got in that car?
I don't even know what motor in my car. I left my car down somewhere down in North Carolina. I'm supposed to be going to pick it up if I ever find out the address. It'll be a small block in the car, yeah.
If you change motors, you know you ain't getting a break from me again. If you done change motors.
No, I ain't changing motors, man. Same motor been in the car. What do you change motor for? Same little 010 block. You can't change that. I show you the same thing, 010 block.
You got a 410 in that car, Joe? You got a bigger motor than me. And I'm giving you some. God damn.
No, I got a little teeny motor, man. A little teeny motor. Let's see, all right. She'll get the job. But she ain't scared nobody. She going to catch you. Hey, Ski Mask going to catch you in the alley and rob you.
Joe, you find anybody for Lamont Stafford yet?
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a few cars coming down. Yeah, Donald.
Hey, man, I'll be there in support. If, you know, if he comes, he comes. If not, we'll find something. I will definitely be there. You know, if I say I'm coming, I'm coming. And if I say I'm racing, I'm racing.
Donald, what will you take from a little small block nitrous car? What stage on 28?
What, that pickup truck?
Nah, it's a heavy Nova.
I'd have to look at it, man. I mean, I'm on the motor, you know what I mean?
That's how this is.
Look, he's going to have Hell Yeah sitting on the side over there. So
there you go.
They looking for something.
I have a small block. I have a friend of mine with a small
straight
block.
Straight head on juice.
Straight head on nitrous. One kit.
One gun, too.
One kit. One gun.
28 no bars?
Nah, he's got wheelie bars. It's a 280Z, man. It's a small wheelbase car.
He definitely gonna be there. They're gonna be in the house, so they'll be looking for something. They lost the running bear this week.
Yep.
You know, that same car,
our,
you can go in the video, you can see
beat.
It.
Got her ass beat. Got the brakes beat off of it.
Yeah, you can see the video on Facebook.
Oh, I don't see the video of the car running. The car runs damn good now. I don't know if this big heavy Nova can stand all that.
I bet it ain't heavier than mine.
I mean, Joe's seen it's got full interior, all steel, stock suspension. Rolling windows, front and back.
I think we had a conversation a couple weeks ago before Piedmont.
Yeah,
Joe got
to come down and see the car for the first hand.
Well, Joe, what car was that, Joe?
Hey, bud.
Blue Nova, Gloria, Wonder Woman.
The same Nova we tried to stick dead on George's ass that he wouldn't run, the old rusted-ass Nova that came out the woods.
That one
you tried to get me out of the lane. Yeah. No, it wasn't in the lanes. It was in the pits. That old rusted car, you know, the one that people pulled out the damn pond that just stuck a motor in.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you want Lamont Stafford, George?
Huh?
You want Lamont Stafford?
No, I don't want Lamont Stafford. I don't want him.
Why?
I don't want him. I can't call a whole lot of racers. I got Long Island Joe's son. Then I got you. I might bypass you because I'm gonna get Dave Miller to take care of you right quick.
I can't lie
a lot of racers and then can't fulfill it.
Hold on, you say you got Long Island Joe and me?
No, he's
Long Island Joe's son.
Oh, well,
They ran last time. Yeah. You know,
okay.
George.
Well, you got
George
two
losses, slept.
Losses
he came back, but it was good.
Yeah. So I can't call no lot of races. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you get tired in the day and you don't have nothing else to do, I'm gonna try to have Lamont Stafford sitting there just for you.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna duck him. That's for sure. My car, girl. You bet that.
Huh?
I'm not gonna duck him. I mean, you gotta put a car man I never seen. You almost want me running the blind. And when I was
on
the stage,
Joe, is it not all steel, full interior, stock suspension on 28?
I understand what Judge covered, though. I can't turn around and call nothing like that. They got to be the one to look at it.
Exactly.
I don't want to turn.
I didn't want no car, no blind.
Like it, you do it.
Come on. Let me tell you something, man. I've been in this game a long time, man. 2-1. You almost felt that car to beat me. That's why you put the car on me. Come on, man. Let's be real, man. Let's actually be real.
Okay, put it like this.
If you want to keep it, listen, man. Come on, man. You ain't been in Harley as long as I am.
You felt the car could get the job done. That's why you put them on me. Come on, man.
Okay,
I
felt like it'd be a fair race because that car won't even run me.
Okay, I'm going to show you how to hustle. Believe that. I'm going to show you how to hustle. I keep it real. I can't afford this race shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I do the best I can. But y'all just getting by because I'm a fool for racing. That's it.
But you keep asking me for a spot. I'm trying to give your car to run you head up.
Okay, well, I don't want to run nobody here. I'm going to keep picking my races like I've been do. Some people say I'm a fool. I say I'm a racer. And I'm not going to stop racing the way I race. But most of the time, people run me, they already know they can beat me. But I'm going to show you how the hustle go. I'm going to show y'all one time how this hustle game goes racing, champ. Believe what I tell you.
Hell, we didn't know we could beat you.
Okay, come on, man. Come on. I don't want to hear that, man. Come on, man. You could take a vote, and everybody knew you could beat me. Think you could beat me. Well, I mean, that's how I gamble, man. I believe in myself. I know I can drive, and I believe in my car. You find somebody that's equal to me to run me, and I run them all day long. Come on, man.
Okay,
everybody
George.
Say it, man. Huh?
The car was—it was a car down there that was equal to you that you wouldn't even talk to.
Who? Why wouldn't I?
You tell me why you wouldn't.
Because I came to run you.
I wasn't the only one at the track.
Yeah, but nobody else came to me and wanted to run.
What George did two runs that day.
Huh?
Austin, George did two runs that day.
I did two runs that day.
Yeah, George did run twice. He lost to you, came right back out, and ran for money again, and he won. What was the guy's name, George, with that orange Camaro?
Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie. He ran Fast Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love
that. That's one thing
I got to
say about George. George, you
George. Yeah.
Is Fast Eddie's car all together now and running good?
Oh, yeah, he won, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He won. Ain't nothing wrong with his car.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Austin. Hey, Austin. You said Austin with this Nova? What's this, is this Nova going to be up there, or is it only coming if it's got something locked in?
I'm going to try to see if I can get him to come up there. It depends. I had talked to him. I had to see what his mindset is, whether he wants to be locked in to come up or he just wants to come up just to come.
Okay. Huh. Is it one kid or is it a secret? I can't know that.
I don't know what it is, you know.
I got you.
What you calling
it? All I know is it's a small block. Cast intake, one carburetor, all steel, with the back seats and the front seat, stock suspension on 28.
Huh. Look.
Well, that's something similar to mine. Mine's
with mufflers and everything.
I got a fiberglass hood, though.
Yeah, that one has one too.
So he had a problem with popping the hood.
Huh?
He had a problem with popping the hood.
He was trying to pop the hood for you that Saturday. You didn't even want to talk to the man.
Yeah, it's just a question. That's all.
Yeah, well,
you know what?
Hey, if he comes up there, I mean, I'll take a look at it. But, I mean, it'd only be me to come look at it if he wants to do something. Or I'll ask Joe to look at it for me. But, I mean, it depends what he wants to give a whole motor car. You know what I mean? He has to give me an awful lot.
Oh, no, it ain't that fast, though.
I mean, I'd be at least looking for a break in the clear in the eighth.
Good gracious.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Joe.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
What do you call that car? You call that car Lamont Sanford?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I've been anywhere from 3 to 5. He run right off the trailer whenever I call him out. I'm locked in for him. Deal?
Right, I'll say whatever you call them out.
If I get to a track at 9:30, I say that's race. He got a race.
Oh,
deal.
Now, that man's not gonna sit there all day and wait for you.
Come on, man.
He's not gonna sit there all day and wait for you.
Come on, man. I've never been unfair. I never pull stunts. I'm just saying. Let's say I'm ready. He got a race with no shakedown. Deal. I'm not, come on, man. What do I look like making somebody wait all day just to one race for a little bit of money? Come on, man. I'm the first one riding down Piedmont at 2 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Okay, so okay. If I can get them up, then let's do it. What time y'all start racing, Joe?
We probably start about 11 o'clock, 10, 11. I got to find out. I'll ask Larry. I'm not sure
exactly.
Well, I'm going to
talk to him Thursday. George, if he says he's coming, how about let's just do it for 2 o'clock again, straight off the trailer.
Okay. That'll work. Anywhere from 3 to 5, deal?
That's a deal, if he can come up there.
You got it. I'm taking that race. I'm not going to. If I make it past him, I'll run your son. You hear me, Joe?
It don't matter what tire we come on.
Huh?
It don't matter what tire it comes on.
With what?
What tire it comes on. Huh?
With tires.
It's on 28s, too. George is on 28s.
Yeah, but it can come on 275s if it needs to.
As long as he comes from equivalent, as long as he ain't got no 10.5, no 12-inch size, bigger size, he got action, man.
No 12-inch tires. It's gonna say 10.5 or 275 on it.
Just leave.
Okay.
Look, as long as you leave 28 on 28, and then you ain't gotta worry about nothing.
But Joe, it's a street tire. It could be 28 or 275.
Joe,
I don't care. Go ahead. He come with whatever he want to come with, man. I'm not gonna trip off that shit. He got a bet. I ain't worrying about it.
I'll call you Friday. I'm gonna talk to him Thursday. See what he's gonna do.
Yeah, Joe, you call me. It's on. I'm not tripping off that.
No problem, George. No problem.
Yeah, I ain't tripping.
Let me open up another mic here. 540. All right, who's this? This big boy here. 5459. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. What's going on now?
Ain't nothing. This is Eddie.
How's everything, Eddie?
All right, I heard Donald. Donald, yeah, he beat up on me.
What happened?
Donald beat up on you?
No, Big George beat up on me.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about that. I went down
there and lost 3 races. I ran to the guy twice, and he beat me.
Damn.
So you know I'm slow.
Eddie. We ain't gotta have that conversation no more. You call me slow. It can't be slow. It's got nitrous on it.
Yeah, it's still slow. I can't win one to save my tail.
Join the club, buddy. Join the club. I can't win none either.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, the first one, didn't you bulb on the first one?
Yeah, I messed up on the
first
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but shoot, you was in it to win it. That's all I can say. You was there.
I was trying.
Yeah, you did. You was doing a damn good job. Everybody was doing something.
Hey, Joe. Hey,
yeah.
Joe. Ain't they coming up, too? I talked to them. They said they coming up here, too. Ain't they bringing Booker Norwood and come out of here?
There was a couple people that I'm not sure yet, but I know the Dirty Boys, they're going to be coming up.
And then Crazy Man,
he going to be coming. There's a few people that came. That was at Piedmont, said they all coming.
Donald.
Yeah, I'm here.
That 68 got nitrous too, man. Don't let him fool you.
That 68 Camaro?
Yeah, it's got nitrous because he tried to run me.
He turns it off. Well, they were going around Fayetteville saying that they couldn't get in a race at 3,300 pounds on a motor. But
I told my racing if he let me leave. But they wasn't trying to get me. You know, I'm all heavy.
I just want to try that race because, you know, that's just like my sticker does on my back window, sit like me.
Right.
Small block,
he's
playing, though. Well, he turns it off. We'll do it because he was running on the motor supposedly down Fayetteville. He turns it off. I'll try him. As the boys say, I'll gamble.
Right.
I gamble with a little bit. Because that way I can truly see where I sit. You know what I mean? I truly see where I sit with a motor car that's got weight like mine.
Right.
And that should be a good race.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well,
if
I
not, no big deal. No big deal, because, I mean, I'm still coming regardless, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, too.
You going to give me something?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll let you beat up on me. You going to let me get out there on you.
You ain't getting that. You got side by side or the back tire. That's it. You know that. We done had this conversation 17 times.
I know it. I need to leave first.
But all you gotta do is cut a better light.
I can't cut a better light. Shut.
Well,
that's
a personal problem, bud. That's a personal problem. I can help you with that.
That's why I said I don't need to leave.
I'm done donating.
Yeah,
I'm donating enough of my money.
Me too.
Done doing it. I want a fighting chance, you know what I mean?
I hear that.
Yeah, I got the old farm truck coming back. I'm trying to see if Calvin and them want any revenge.
I just left Calvin. He said he was going to get on.
Huh, Calvin?
I just talked to Wolfpack, and he said it was coming on the air. But he was going back down. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this? Lou.
Yo, who's
Joe,
is this?
Nova, is them Novas coming back up, too? Is them Novas coming up the road?
Yeah, they got gold one and that blue one?
Yes.
They'll be back.
What about the old man with the 79 Camaro you supposed to run, Eddie?
I don't know. I got to ask John about him. That's the one I went to run.
Huh?
That's the one I went down there to run, remember?
Right, but he said he's coming back. He was trying me. He said he was trying me.
Now, I know I'm bringing a lot of cars from up here. I'm bringing black. I got black and mild coming and everything.
Is the
boy in Little Malibu?
I know you got some guys up there got some Camaros, too. Like street cars.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, he's bringing his brother. His brother's Shaq with the red one.
Yeah.
That's
79,
ain't
it?
Huh?
Yo,
that's
have you talked to Peanut Butter and Jelly?
Peanut Butter and Jelly?
Yeah, that's
him. I didn't get to talk to them.
I haven't heard nothing from him, but...
That Camaro's a 79 Camaro. He'll be back up there. Shaq, he'll be there.
Yeah, the car there.
We got a Malibu streetcar, mufflers. A lot of streetcars going to be a lot of small tire action. So if you got small tire, you definitely get plenty of action. I mean, there ain't no doubt about it. I got, my little son, he want to do a little something. He don't care about doing something. He get there, he go.
Him and
my oldest one, they together on it. They got a little small block with a little 750 carburetor on it, mufflers the whole bit. Well, they might run open headers this time because before what happened was when he'd been racing all the time, bought the truck, we bought it with the mufflers welded on. So I'm actually going to cut them off for him, put some collectors on it so Casey just try to see if he'll run with the open headers. But... if not, it depends. They might run mufflers or whatever, small carburetor, and they either run, I think they're going to put E85, going to try to make it go E85. That's what they wanted to put in the car. They were running pump gas before, but I think they want to put E85. Everybody keeps telling the E85 is the way to go. So we're going to see. But they'll be in there playing around. They ran George last time. George will tell you. George ran a motor to motor, and I guess he figured Phil wasn't going to cut no light. And Phil cut an 004 on him, and George cut a 300-something. So, you know, even though George pulled back down, but it was too late. So that's why George wanted that get back. He wanted to get him back. But, I'm just going to open up a mic right quick, because I know they've been sitting here, 301 number here. And I got 301-5613. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything is everything.
All right. What's going on, Calvin? What's good with you?
Oh, man, everything good, man. I hear y'all on there talking that farm truck stuff again.
Yeah, that farm truck.
What number farm about that truck, man?
Look, I told you he had four-wheel drive in the front, didn't I?
Man, wasn't nothing farm about that truck, man.
Look, it was carrying watermelons.
I'll bet on that truck, man. If he were in a tractor pull or something, man, he could pull that sled, man. That thing is vicious, man. I was looking for an old farm truck, man, with a couple of horses or something. A couple of milk cows or something, man. I was looking for something weak, man. That wasn't no farm truck.
That's a good strong farm truck.
Yeah, okay.
They did some old fertilizer on the back. That's all. Tell me something. Yeah. What you got going on? Anything good? Anything good for the 25th?
Well, it's getting there. We're working on it. We're trying to put something together. You know me.
You got anybody in mind?
Yeah, we're working on the gangster.
The pizza gangster?
Yeah, unless you do another one.
Oh, shoot. Are you sure you want the pizza gangster?
Yeah, man.
Hold on. Mr. Gangster, you on the phone? Stefano, your mic is open. Oh, man, I thought for sure he's on this phone. Stefano, your mic open?
What's happening, Joe? Yes, sir. I had to take my mute off. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
That's okay. I got your man over here, your friend over here.
My friend?
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
Who's that? Is that the wolf pack?
Yes, sir. He said eat meat and pizza.
I don't know, Joe. Listen, we ain't even locked nothing in. I put two cars in the bushes, and we're having a hard time finding them.
Oh, shoot. Calvin, what do you got to say about that, Calvin?
Hey, Joe, come again?
Nothing. What you got to say about that? He said he done put two cars in the bushes, and they have a hard time finding them.
You having a hard time finding them?
Yeah, hey, he said the two people that talked that wanted to run them, he said he can't find them no more.
Man, we're switching cars. We're doing everything. I get called out by two cars, and they don't want no parts of me. And like I said, Cal, I thought we're doing something with the Nova. I mean, we could lock that in right now.
Yeah, well, when we talked last week, when y'all was on the line, I never said which car. I never said anything.
No. We talked on the show when you were, when you adopted Buck Harvey. You know what I mean? For some odd reason, I remember the statement was something that he called me out on the video stating that he's got the baddest conventional head on motor car around. He called me out. Well, he got action, and then next thing you know, he fell off the face of the earth. He take him out, correct me if I'm right or wrong, in the Nova, stating if he had the baddest conventional head, then where does that leave you? And I don't pump my chest like that, but anybody that's going to make a statement like that has got to go through me. So we talked about my Camaro against your Nova. Correct me if I'm right or wrong. And Joe will testify to that. Next thing you know, we could lock that in tonight. We could lock that in any day of the week. Yeah, and not only that, though, you said that, like I said, my whole deal is anybody that sits like me. You don't sit like me because, like I said, I don't have no problems telling anybody. I got a short deck, 9'8" deck, under 600 cubic inches. You don't sit like that. You sit tall deck. But guess what? I'll still gamble. We'll go heads up. I'll run out the back door, the eighth. I don't care. And like I said, you got action with the Nova. And that's what we talked about. Next thing I know, like I said, I'm hearing switching cars, running me with this car, that car, whatever. I got one car. Well, I got two cars, but I'm only running my one car now. But like I told you the other night on the phone, I will gladly run the other car, that Firebird that you're talking about. Okay? We'll run the Nova race first, and I'll go right back out there with the Firebird. Twice in one night, double hitter. I have no problems with that. Like I said, I don't have to go run looking for different cars. Like I said, I run what I've run. I got confidence in my kid. And that's it. I'm not playing with which route. That's like me saying, okay, I'm going to start with a different car. You know? So, like I said, our race was with the Nova. Now, all of a sudden, you guys want to swap cars on me, and I'll still give you – listen, you'll get that race. But out of principle, I want to race the Nova first, like we said on this show. People talk about the Nova. And I don't even know if I got enough for the Nova, but guess what? I want to go out there and gamble. And like I said, you already got an advantage because, like I said, you're tall deck than my short deck. So I don't see how like I said, you're going to put me on another car. But guess what? I'll take that race with the other car as long as he sits like me. He's got a race too. That's where it's at. Oh, like I said, you know, and you came in the picture, you know, like I said, you know, adopting Buck Harvey. Like I said, I hear Buck Harvey ran Saturday night or Saturday at Capitol, and they're still waiting for him to cross the finish line. I mean, come on. So, like I said, you guys want action, you got action. Get your pot together, and I'll even tell you what I'll do, because if there's a problem getting your pots up, what I'll do is, if you get me some jars, some jelly jars, pickle jars, I don't care, I'll put them on my counters at my store and work up a donation to get your kitty up. So that way we can go out and with a decent pot.
Okay, you finished?
I'm finished now, yeah, I'm finished now, like I told you. Like I said, our race was with the Nova.
Let's move on the tape. Like when we talked last week, I never said any car.
Yes, you did. We talked about the Nova,
I beat Buck Harvey with the Nova. Yes, I did. I did beat him with the Nova. And like I said, I ran him. I never thought that he was a passing conventional head. The race was really between you and him. They walked me into it. But I never said which car I was going to bring.
You said bring a car. Yo. Listen, Joe, you be the judge. Was it the Nova that we talked about? Did we mention any other car? The first time that him and I talked on this radio show, did we mention any other car?
Nah, we talked about the Nova. Car. I remember, but this is what I remember what everybody was saying. You said if anybody sit like you, you're going to run them.
That's what he said.
And he said, I remember him saying that he's going to run. He'll try, but he got to get a... He got to do a little bit more hours or something.
Well, I said I had to get that money up, but I never said that I would run the Nova.
I brought the Nova up because that's the only car that I know of, and that's what I'm saying. And I told you, like I said, when I saw the car in the lanes, I don't even know if I got enough to cover you, but we'll go out there. You never mentioned any other car. Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you what.
Any car that sit like you sit.
Okay, but listen. I'm telling you, you got action with the other car, but I still want to crack that Nova's ass.
Well, I never told you.
And you can get two races in one night. It's easy. So we go out there with the Nova first, because like I said, anybody that sits like me, that's a whole other car. I'm talking about you with the Nova. That was my focus. But I will race your other car, and that's not a problem. You got action. We can lock both those races in tonight.
If you had made that clear, then we wouldn't be talking about racing that. If I knew that that's all you wanted to run was the Nova.
The night that you came on, because that's what we described, that's the only race. That's the only car that I was under the understanding that you were representing the Nova.
Okay, so basically.
Okay, that's your car. That's the car that you were at Capitol the same day I was there, correct? That's the car that we talked about. We didn't talk about no other car, the Fiber, till the other night and so forth. But again, like I told you now, and I'll tell you, and I told you then, you got action with both races. I'll take both of those races on, both with tall decks to my short deck, but I'll gamble. How much more can we get, you know, like I told you, we lock both those races in tonight. We race Nova first, and then I'll go back out there with the Fiber.
Now, well, I'll get back with you on the Nova.
I'll get back with you on the Nova. That's the best I can do for you. If you want to lock it in, I'll get back with you. Well, like, listen, I'd like to have something locked in before, like I said, before the 25th, and like I said, you ain't got to worry about it. We can lock it in with the Firebird, too. But I'll tell you what, if the Nova is there, then we go out there first with the Nova. You got action. You ain't gonna look far from me because I'm gonna be there. And like I said, I'd like to have something locked in before I get down there. And
now,
like I said, if I have to,
Stefano, who said Firebird?
He did. Is it correct? We talked the other night. We got together the other night.
Exactly.
Through a mutual party that ran into him. He was at Capitol, and he came on there. I'll let him tell you. Let the man can speak for himself. He'll tell you. Go ahead, Clarence.
Right, that's what I said to Firebird. Like I said, when you say the car shit like you sit.
Okay, so, all right, well, he said, well, he,
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, listen, okay, well, he don't say, okay, is it going to be short deck or tall deck? Right?
Well,
it's
going to
be a tall deck. So I'll tell you what. So then, if he, okay, so since he's not saying like me, then I need the back tire. You got more motor than me.
Who's to say I got
he don't
more
say, anybody that sits, what's that?
Who's to say I got more motor than you?
Well, you, because you, you got a tall deck. Listen, I ain't trying to put you, it's a tall deck to a short deck. A tall deck to a short deck. We had this discussion the other night. I know boys
well,
up here that got six. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we could go all night with the tall deck, the short deck, the small block, the big block, the heavier car to the lighter car. You know what I'm saying? We can rewind this and do this all night. I mean, basically, you know what I got, what I'm coming with. I know what you're coming with, and we can sit side by side, and we'll do something. Other than that, I mean, we just be going.
No, can we not, wait, wait, okay, okay. Listen, I'm a gambler. I'll tell you what.
The way I look at it, you sitting in the Camaro, you lighter than the Nova, but I mean, I just figured, you know, I bring a car sit like you sit. So even you keep going back and forth. If, can we do something with the Trans Am or? If
yeah, listen.
We
like the vibrating right now. You got action.
It,
I can't say anymore. Listen, you need time to get your pot together. We get on the radio show next week. Whenever you're ready to lock it in, you got action.
Okay.
How's that? I can't get any easier than that. All right? And I'm gambling. But, like I said.
We're both gambling. I mean.
Yes?
Racing is a gamble.
Yes, sir.
There's no guarantee. Nobody knows who's going to win.
Whether I got a tall deck, short deck, or no deck.
There's nobody knows who's going to win. It's a gamble. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. But like I said,
right,
you want to put a big purse? I told you Saturday. I said, let me get it together. I told you.
I'm not pushing you on that. You're absolutely right. Like I said, just get the pot together. You know, like I said, when we talk, where it's going to be around, especially since I'm giving you basically your race, you're coming at me, I'm coming at you, know, you're coming at me with a ghost. But listen, I got confidence in my stuff. You know what I mean? And we'll go out there. But you got to make it worth my while also. Because again, like I said, when we first started talking, I was only under the impression that we're talking about the Nova. And you can't say anything else with Joe or whatever, because that's the only way I know of the Wolfpack is the Nova. And I told you I was scared to death of Nova when I saw the Capitol. Okay, but like I said, now I'm going on another car. But again, I don't want nobody to say that I won't gamble. I don't need no GWs, and like I said, so I'm going to give you your race. Just make sure, like I said, you get the pot up, you know where it's got to be, and like I said, we can lock that in. Like I said, I'm a phone call away. Joe can be the deposit man. He knows how I sit. You know, I don't pull no slimy stuff, like I said, and I'm ready to race. But I'll tell you what, though, but the only thing I will ask, after the Firebird, then I'm coming after that Nova.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'm not locking in nothing tonight. We get on this show next week. I got to run the Nova. I got to test it because I've been having issues on race day with that car.
Right.
Now,
right.
If I feel comfortable with that car on the 25th, then we can lock in with that. I mean, the Nova, Firebird, whatever. I mean, as far as the Nova, I feel just as much confidence running you with the Nova as I do with the Trans Am. It's no biggie with me. If you want to try something, I try something. That's how I race. But I've been having issues with the Nova, so if I feel comfortable with that Nova on race day, just let me shake it down this weekend and work the bugs out. I get right back on here next week, and if I feel comfortable with it, I won't even say nothing else about the Trans Am. You get what
you got. There you go. That's stand up. Listen, I respect that. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, that's fair. Like I said, you know what I mean? All motor to motor, whatever. Like I said, motor. You basically know how I sit. Joe knows how I sit. And like I said, hopefully everything will work out for both of us. Like I said, I want to get at that air.
All right, it's going to work out. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to give you what you asked for. Let me shake it down. Like I said, if I don't have no issues with it, and I feel comfortable, because I don't want to lock in and tell you I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and get here, and the car is not ready or the car is broke or whatever, you know, that'd be putting my foot in my mouth. And I've done that a couple of times, and it doesn't look good on me. So from here on, I just want to make sure, just like when I ran Joe, they came down. You know, I ran them. I had issues with my vehicle, but I still gave them a run, and so on and so on. I'm a person who, when I say I'm going to do something, I like to do it.
No, like I said, and
I definitely respect that. At this point, with the Nova, like I said, we're working out the bugs and the issues with it. And so far, on a couple of race days, it hasn't showed up. And I don't want this to be another time that it don't show. So let me do what I got to do with that and get that right. And if I feel comfortable with that Nova, you can get that Nova.
All right. There you go. You heard it, Joe.
And I won't say no more about the Firebird. You don't have to run this boat.
No, I'm going to listen. I'm on Firebird, too. I'm good. Like I said, that's just more money in my pocket. I'm happy with that.
But don't spend it before you get it.
Long Island Joe. Long Island Joe.
Don't
I think he fell asleep.
Long Island
Hello?
Joe.
Yeah, this is
Long Island Joe. Yeah,
what's going on, Joe?
Chicago. What's up, man?
Not much. What's going on there?
Nothing. Who is this 50 grand or something wanting to run down yet?
50 grand was going to want to run them, but they got a couple other cars that are looking to run. Well, not 50 grand. 50 grand is a stock expensive car. He can't. You know, but they got a couple other cars that are looking to do something. Definitely
like
looking. Well, I thought I'd be getting Pee Wee on here tonight. I'm gonna try to call him and see what I can do.
Okay. I mean,
and
you got
like
my number, so.
Okay.
You know.
I know Stefano and them. They looking for some runs, but they are motor cars.
Okay.
You know, like you said, he's a conventional head, a short deck, 1.4 barrel, and he looking for a run with that.
Well, you know, I got a conventional head. You know, my Monte Carlo's conventional head.
You run on motor?
Hell no.
Yeah, they on motor. That's the thing with that one. Right? That's the only thing. You know, but you plan on bringing it up here too?
Yeah, your race on the 25th, right?
Yep, we got it on the 25th.
You know,
I mean, there's a couple other cars out here, conventional head that on juice that looking to run big ties.
Yeah, you know. You know, I mean, I don't want no shit. I mean, I ain't gonna be running Michael Mars and Scoot Williams.
No,
I mean, that shit Larry and them pulled on my ass last year.
Oh no. You ain't running out like that.
I ain't nowhere near that fast. You know, I got a little bitty motor.
Well, they have somebody in somebody class for you. Matter of fact, I'm not sure. Now, I was just talking to Calvin. You still on? Calvin, you out there? He must have got off somehow, but I know Calvin got a little Nova, you know, conventional head.
Okay. I mean, that's our plans to, you know, go up there on the 25th, so, you know.
Okay.
You
got to come up with
that rate.
Hey, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Probably me and Donye, we might bring the other Monte Carlo, too, you know.
Okay.
So, you know. But, I mean, you know, we coming, you know. You know.
I know Bookie was talking about bringing his car if he get it done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bookie got a nice little street car, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the Jigaboo wants some more action.
Oh, shoot. Matter of fact, this guy ran the Jigaboo last year. They ran Juice to Juice. Pee Wee did. Nice little run.
I just seen the video of Pee Wee and 50 Grand or whoever he is.
Yeah.
You know.
50 Grand is a stock convention in Malibu.
Yeah.
Convention head. Yeah,
I mean, they
sure
do it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we just.
I mean,
he
gonna be there.
Pee Wee
gonna be there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we coming. You know, that's our plans, you know.
Okay. Well, Pee Wee will be there. Pee Wee will be looking for something to do.
Hey,
ain't no doubt about it. He's going to be out there. Yeah. Hello?
We just wanted to call the show and let you know what I'm saying? We coming. You know, I'll be listening, you know, but, you know.
Hello,
all right.
Joe.
Thank you. Hey,
so
what's
like
going
I said,
on now?
Joe, you got my
Wolfpack
number. You know what I'm saying? Just call me anything, jump, you know?
Okay. Yeah, got you. No problem at all.
All right,
take care now.
Y'all be easy.
Okay.
All right.
All right now.
All right, guys.
Hey, Calvin, are you there?
Yeah, man, what I miss?
Oh, man, it's a little staggy, but he said he's bringing his Monte Carlo up there, and he conventional head on juice. Remember the red one last year that came to the creek? He's bringing that. He's looking to run conventional head, but he on juice.
Okay. See, now that's going to be hard for me to accommodate two different races, one on motor and one on
Yeah, that's the problem there.
I can't do that. That just, you know, that's just too much changes. You know, the piece of man wants a Nova on motor, then I like to get him first. So I'm
going
to stick with any conventional head on motor. I'm probably going to be set up to run on motor, so I'd rather keep it that way. I can't mess with the nicest guy at this time.
No, I understand you can't do both races. I understand that perfectly clear.
But, yeah, you know, that's the conventional head on motor. I mean, if it's out there, we can get together. If I like the race, we can do something with it. But I can't.
Oh, no, I understand. I definitely understand that.
Yeah. I would like to, though. I wish I could. If I could, you know I would. But I can't make that happen.
Yeah, Calvin, I know you like the race, so ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. So I know ain't no problem. I understand where you're going. And you can't do everything, so you just pick your race, which one you want, and go from there. There's going to be plenty of stuff out there to do, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to get in heat with somebody. I'm not leaving it until I race somebody. I'm going to be like a big George on that day. I'm going to get me somebody.
Look,
like,
I know one thing. If you had your car there that day at Piedmont, right? What would you think? You'd have got a race,
man.
Right?
Man, I would have got me a three piece down there. I would have won the conventional head shootout and everything if I was in Piedmont.
I mean, it was. That's how I liked the atmosphere. It was great. Everybody wanted to race. It was perfect.
That's how I'm thinking. I seen a couple of cars down there, Joe, I would have liked to have jumped on. There was a lady down there driving a, she had two big block cars down there on motor.
Yeah, that was Gloria.
Okay, I don't know.
That was Gloria.
Okay.
She should be up there.
Yeah,
she should be coming.
Pretty good. On motor, she would have been one of my victims. I seen a couple of other Novas I thought they was on motor. They was calling them Big Papa, what was those guys' name, man?
They had the truck that was going to run the Hattons.
Oh, yeah?
That truck was going to run the Hattons. He was a big block conventional head on juice. He was looking for a run. You know? There were quite a bit of stuff that was definitely looking for a run. But hold up a second, though, Calvin, because I just want to make sure I open this man's mic up. He's been sitting here for a while, and I had to touch it. 301-6209, your mic's open.
What's going on, Long Island?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything is good. Y'all guys talking about having all that fun. I was glad to get through so I can get a little fun.
All right.
This is Mark Jones with the Black Assassins.
Okay. We got anything going on now, Mark?
Yeah, I'm learning this game, man, with all these stips these guys get. I mean, can I get stips, too? I mean, I'm 3,300-pound, big block, conventional head on nitrous. Yeah, I mean, no balls with black wheels. Can do anybody sit like me with black wheels, too, Long Island? I'm learning this stip game, you know what I mean? I have tinted windows, too. I got tinted windows.
Really,
I called him because I heard my man talking about that Monte Carlo they got. They got the conventional head on juice.
Okay, that's Chuck. He's from Chicago.
Yeah,
he's coming.
Okay, they on one kit, two kits? I mean,
I really don't know. They with Donye in them. He coming with Donye in them. He's definitely. He was there last year. Remember he ran the conventional head shootout?
I don't remember. I probably have to go back over the video and check it out. Hello? I don't remember.
Yeah, so far I know everybody that I've been talking to, every time I look around, somebody's looking for a run.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be there. I like to have a little fun. Everybody locking in.
Yeah, you know, that's what a lot of guys want to do, lock in. But then you also got a lot of guys that say they're going to come up and they're going to walk around. You know how it's going to, I think it's going to end up being like Piedmont was.
Right. I mean,
even though the races wasn't, some races, a lot of races wasn't locked in, it ended up being 25 races that day.
You know, I'm okay with that too, because I like doing that too.
Yeah,
but
you know, anytime you can get...
I'm tired of that. I said, you know one more thing, too, though. I'm tired of them guys picking on my buddy George.
You tired of picking on George?
I'm tired of them guys picking on my buddy George. We're going to have to get George a new copyrighted or something. I think something wrong with the copyrighted. We're going to have to get George a new copyrighted. So on the 25th, I'm tired of guys keep picking on George.
Okay. All right.
Everybody, I tell everybody, they can say what they want to say, but Big George, out there, you got to give him that credit.
Yeah, they think he's sweet right now.
Yeah, we're tired of that. George in the DMV, man. We tired of that, man.
Yeah, y'all got to make him be one of them sour patches so they get a nasty taste in their mouth. That's what you need to have. I'll tell you right now, you got to give George credit. He go out there and he do not care. He will run.
And that's the thing about it, too. Big George going to run, and a lot of people know that, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they get him. They want him there to go suck a bet. So I don't get me wrong. I like racing. You know, everybody want to win. Everybody want to win. But, yeah, that man go out there and he take chances that I wouldn't even think about taking.
But this is the whole thing. He'll take a chance, but won't nobody take a chance for him.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I gave him credit. Only time, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that day that my son, if you look at the tape, when Big George ran him, and I slammed him down. I said, man, I really don't want to see you raise him, but he gonna try and go ahead. They wasn't running for much. They did it, and big. Thank goodness for Big George sleeping. That's why Big George want to get him so back. We get him back now, because it was all on the big. Yeah, Big George came back and said he red lighted right. I said no, hit a tonsillate right there. It show you. There ain't no red light. It was just that George took for granted on Phil that time. That's my first time taking somebody for granted. And he thought he wasn't going to be able to cut the tree, so he figured he'd just let it sleep back. And meanwhile, he just like he gave him the break, to break
right.
in a little more, you know?
But I, think,
I mean, don't get me wrong, when they went to the finish line, they was close.
Right, right.
But,
that's why I say I think that's going to be a good rematch. That's going to be something for people to see. That's going to be a good. That's going to be a good rematch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it should be a good little thing. I mean, George. I can't complain on George. George try anything, and they got their little rivalry. Like I told Phil, I was sick. I couldn't be able to put a car. You know, have everything ready. So I said, well, you got to eat them peanut butter cookies. You know, the first time. So that was one of the part of the deposit. You know, the peanut butter cookies. So.
Right, but now they're going to
see who's going to eat this peanut butter cookies now.
That's
going to be a little fun. You got to have a little fun in the game. If you ain't got no fun in the game, you know what I mean? Everybody takes it so serious. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
It's sad sometimes. But, you know,
that's
like,
why we
like I said.
You know what, Joe? That's why so many steps in here. They take the fun out of the game with so many steps, man. Step this, step that, you know?
Now you know we did a little thing. Now I don't know if you're we actually giving away something for the women. You know, the woman with the best hairdo or whatever, she gets $200. You know, and a Victoria Secret gift card.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Also on that day, we're gonna do a 50-50 raffle. And they get to choose between We're going to have the, a TV and the $50 money. So if the turnaround and the money's more than the TV, you know, whatever, we're going to turn around. That'd be the first prize. Then we're going to go ahead. We're going to draw another number for the second one and give away the TV, too. Either way, if the TV worth more than the money to raffle, guess what? But you have a big screen TV there, too, we're going to give away. That'll
That's
be all in the same day. You
That's
know, give something
about.
Back every time.
Yep, looking
you
out
know,
for the people.
We're gonna yep, I mean, you know what? The last time I was in Piedmont, we gave away the TV, and this is God honest truth. The Wright brothers was getting ready to run Lewis Collins.
Uh-huh.
And we called the number out. And it was one of the Wright brothers. They came flying, left the burnout box and everything. Come on and get their TV. He could have went down to 8 miles in and shoot as fast as he came around that corner. I said, golly. He says, my number.
Right,
I said, all right, no problem.
To the
Your
right
TV.
Brother, to the right. Hey, look, the Wright brothers had a win-win, huh?
Oh, they had two wins.
Yeah,
they beat
you.
Lewis and then turned around and won the TV. So we're going to do the same thing again. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. Like I said, either the money or the TV first prize. And there's going to be two prizes in that 50-50 raffle. All you got to do is pay for the raffle one time, that's it.
Hey,
and
Lola,
also,
did
like
talk
I said,
to the Wright brothers? Do you know the Wright brothers coming up on the 25th? Did you talk to the Wright brothers? Do you know coming up on the 25th?
You know, I got to talk to them because we keep hearing that the Beretta that ran Lewis Collins.
Right.
And Tiptoe. I heard they want to try to engage, make them two engage.
Okay,
you know he beat Tiptoe's old car.
I was thinking about the pizza gangster with the Beretta.
Well, you know, the only thing with the Beretta is Big Chief.
Oh,
and the pizza gangster, pizza gangster, conventional head, you
That's
know,
right.
one four
That's
barrel,
right.
low deck.
Yeah,
that was
right.
the only thing that, because
right.
I asked him about it too, Stefano. I said,
yeah,
hey, what would
yeah,
be,
right.
that would be a little race I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's a conventional head. I said, no.
Well,
oh,
I mean,
man.
Like I say, I mean, I can't tell nobody else what to do, but that would be one race that I would love to see.
You know, I don't think I would want to. I like to see what happened, you know. Don't get me wrong, Stefano might do something great.
That would be a real good race.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be gunning on the line over there. So, yeah, no, that would be a race that everybody, I think, would love to see themselves. So, I think that would be a perfect race, but, you know, I can't make nobody engage, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know Calvin said he want to come with the Firebird, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's
going to
be a good run, too. That's a good run.
Yeah. You know, I understand you can't do both races in one day, you know. I mean,
right, right.
Well,
I mean,
around,
yeah,
you know
I mean,
mean,
I ask you to run a motor, then ask you, you know, to turn the thing on you. I mean, you know, you got to come either or.
Oh, yeah. You'd be crazy if you come up.
Yeah, you're not going to have the best of both worlds.
Nah, you can't come, like they said, you can't come to a gunfight with a knife.
No, sir. No, sir.
You'd be in some trouble. But I know there's a few cars that we got coming. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's going to be a lot of little street action there, too. A lot of street action. When I
right.
say, you know,
right.
and like I said, I know Bud Light Coupe and Lamont with the Duster. And matter of fact, Young Stang told me he coming, you know. They all said they're gonna bring their cars. You know, it's gonna be pretty good.
I tell you what, DMV got some nice 28-inch tire boys around here this year too. So I mean, you know, we're gonna be pretty respectable when they do come in town. We're gonna give them, you know, some hospitality.
Okay.
You got
okay.
guys like Topper Head. You got Leonardo Bannister. You got those guys with 28. You got Kenan. You got Stone. You got Stone. You got Al Marlowe. These boys, all these guys on 28.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're right.
You know, so when they come in here, you know, don't think they're going to get no lollipops.
Well, you know what race supposed to be have went? You remember last time it was a problem with the head and everything when the truck was a shakedown? When
right,
that extreme
right.
shakedown was supposed to do it? I know
right.
they were supposed to get it off. So maybe this time they can be able to do something the way they said. They were talking about shakedown would give him a little something if he had to when he's seeing the next time. So
right.
I guess we might see that race.
That's the extreme ain't scared. Them boys from that Virginia side, they get scared quick, man, when they come over here on the other side of that bridge. <laughs> Them boys from the other side of that bridge, man. I don't know. They think chasing over here. Them Virginia boys. No, no. But they in North Carolina extreme from North Carolina, so they must be coming up. Okay, okay. But they say they scared, though, huh? <laughs> Yeah, I meant to say them North Carolina boys.
Now, don't get me wrong. Look, I think David Neal won them back because David Neal broke the rear last year.
Right.
They ran off the trail.
That shakedown that center be there. You know, I can't speak for them, but I know they wanted to engage last time. I don't see no problem why they can't get it in this time.
I agree 100%. This one,
you know?
They got to be able to do something.
And they got that Gigantor down there in North Carolina. I don't know if he's coming this way, but like I said, they scared when they come on this side of that bridge.
Yeah, you know. Well, I'm hearing some stories. Like, I know Popeye, you know, he should be ready again. He's going to be definitely in the house. And he was looking pretty good. He was out there spraying the car.
Oh, he out spraying them?
Oh, he was hitting it off the nitrous there.
Yeah, well, you know,
he was
like
hitting
I
it
say,
off
when them 28 inside, he come over here on them 28 inch tires, them Carolina boys, you know, they're going to have a nice surprise when they come up on this here now, because it's some 28 inch tires cars up there. Big block and small
okay.
block.
Big block and small block.
Yes, sir, big block and small block.
I mean, don't get me wrong, there's going to be some cars. I know, also, the Philly boys will be there. And they got a race going on. But, you know, I got to get back on. I'm going to hold on 1 second, Mark, because I know I see Stefano try to hit me up again. I'm going to let him get on because I know they wanted to talk. I think they got their race coming up in Cecil County. So I just want to make sure they give their shout-out on their race, too. Stefano, you still out there?
Yes, sir, Joe. I'm sorry. I had to do my food order. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, that's no problem. Can you tell me what day that was that they're going at the Cecil County?
Yeah, I believe it's this Saturday. It's a grudge day, and I believe they're having some class racing. Day starts off, I think the gates open up at 9, and I believe it's till 11. The most that I know about it is, like I said, Pink Warrior has a lot to do with it. I know they have some races locked in. I don't know exactly. I'll try to get a hold of those guys and give a call, you know, give a shout out to the show before the end of the night. But like I said, it's coming up May 10th at Cecil County Dragway, and I believe they're trying to get some classes together. So I mean, the weather's looking good for this weekend, so we'll see what happens. That's, you know, like I said, it's not really my event, you know what I mean? But I'm trying to, you know, represent for those guys.
Hey, Cecil,
okay.
Guys, what time the gates gonna open up?
9 o'clock. I believe, like I said, we usually roll in there around 8, but like I said, I believe it's 8 o'clock, the gates open. I think the racing starts at 10, if I'm correct. And like I said, it's just all day, you know, grudge racing testing, too. That's all it is. And I know they're calling it, you know, what are they calling it? It's Philly versus the World Spring Edition, because they did one in the fall that had a really nice turnout, you know. And I know for a fact, like I said, this year with the Super Series at Cecil, like I said, that track has been nothing but hooking. I mean, you know, like I said, they do a phenomenal job down there. So, like I said, I don't think anybody's going to have a problem getting down the track. I mean, they put a lot of time and energy into it. They're prepping. So, like I said, I mean, it's a badass track. I know, like I said,
also,
to the eighth, it's all concrete.
Mm-hmm. Also, on May 25th, you got the Philly boys, the Pink Warrior, going against Django.
Yeah, that race is already locked in.
That's locked in.
I know Right. I think that I know that Joe and I had spoken. Actually, we got a hold of G Money. We're trying to lock G Money if he's out there in with the Godfather with the black Camaro. And they said really similar, I think, if not identical. And we haven't heard back from him. I know G Money was doing some stuff to the car, so we're trying to get that locked in for Bud's Creek. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm looking forward to Bud's Creek. And again, like I said, I don't know. I've been going through some staffing issue at my business, so like I said, I don't know if I'm going to make Cecil, but like I said, on the 25th, they already know. I got people call. I got volunteers coming in because I won't be here because I'll be at the creek.
Hey, a piece of gangster, do you know what the lock in? What they trying to lock in with G Money? Because I probably end up talking to G Money later on, if not tomorrow.
I don't know. The last time when we talked to G Money, like I said, he said he had to get some stuff together. I mean, you tell me. I know the Godfather. Like I said, I mean, he's a little easier than I am. So, like I said, I know that. Like I said, and I can only speak for them to a certain extent. But most of our races, like I said, you know what I mean. I think he'll be okay at 25 or better, or 3 or better. If you know, if they can, you know, if they can match the pot, and our pots usually go up a lot higher than that. Again, me personally, like I said, I'm used to going out for 5 or better. You know what I mean? That's not. Well, and I don't want anybody to think it's just me. That's not just me, but that's my camp that's behind me. You know what I mean? So,
I can't speak for G Money, but I can talk to him and let him know what's going on. I can relay a message. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If I try to make something happen, I'll get with him, and then I'll get with Long Island Joe, and then he can get with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they sit almost identical. Like I said, steel body, you know what I mean? Like I said, I know, I think he's got a fiberglass hood. That's about it. You know what I mean? Conventional head, you know, on juice. And, you know, so like I said, I think that would be a good race.
The only thing, the Godfather got balls and stuff like
that.
G-Money don't have the balls on.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Godfather got bars. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Is that Danny?
I mean, they don't really sit the same.
Is that Danny?
Hold
on 1 second.
I can't talk for him. But I can't talk for him, but I know they don't sit.
I'm on the radio show. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm back. I'm sorry about
that. You're right about that, so. Now, so, I tell you right now, there's a lot of guys I already know, already been saying they trying to get right, just straighten out, and you know, I know it's gonna be a lot of runs at the track there that ain't even locked in. That's gonna happen, you know.
Right.
And I know we still got
Joe,
a couple of weeks. So
I gotta sign off here
because
I gotta get my fluor in for tomorrow. So, like I said, what do you call it, Joe? No, like I said, if we get that locked in for the 25th with G Money and the Godfather, like I said, and again, see what kind of, like, you know, what he feels comfortable doing. And like I said, we could have that locked in probably, like I said, we could lock it in for next week, you know, next week's radio show, or if you want to do it sooner, that's, you know, it's not going to be a problem.
All right, no problem. But I'm going to open up the mic because we got 3 minutes to go, but I'm going to just open this mic up real quick. 443-4121, your mic's open.
Joe, what's happening, baby? This is G-Money, man.
Oh, shoot, we got G-Money on the phone. What's going on, G?
Ain't nothing, man. I was busy a little earlier, and I just tuned in just now, bro.
What's going on, G-Money?
You heard them up there talking.
What's up, Mark?
Like I told him, I said, I can't speak for you, but I can definitely relay a message to you. But
yeah,
I guess you heard everything yourself.
Yeah. I had beeped in while he was talking. When I heard my name, man, I said, let me turn this joint on, man. You know? hey, as far as now, if they make the race right, we can do the damn thing. You know, you know me, I'm always out here, you know, to get that plenty. But I did my research on the car and whatnot. And if they make the race right, we can get it on.
Because
I know that car. I know where that car came from.
So. Okay.
Yeah. And Joe, I went to sleep down in Piedmont, man.
Come on.
I went to sleep, man. That's the only way that dude beat me. If anybody can pass the word to that cat, Travis, will run him.
I'm not gonna lie.
Him
I was in back of you. I was in back of you when you did that run, and you were bumping it in. I saw G gonna try to cut this light. And all of a sudden, I was like, what happened?
Yeah, man. But you seen that, right? I bumped in 3 times. And then, now, most of the time when you get up there, the yellow light comes on, right? And then if you bump the car in once, the light comes in. Because you see, I bumped that car three times before the light came on. That's never happened to me. I ain't going to sit up there and make no excuses. Yeah, he beat me, but let me tell you, that cat cannot beat me. I went past him so fast, I pulled his paint off, man. I'm trying to see him. You know what I'm saying? He can get it anytime he wants to.
I think they're coming up with the car, too.
Well, that's what I want to see. We can do that again.
Well, I'm going to make sure I have him on the show next week because I think the show is going to cut off on us right now because it's 9:30, but I got to say one thing. It should be hot and heavy on the 25th. Everybody knows. I mean, there's a lot of guys coming, and if it's anywhere like how Piedmont was, we know we're going to have a good time.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Because I tell you, everybody did show off. They did a damn good job. Even win or lose, they were there. They did a great thing. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, and I will see y'all next Monday.
All right, bro.
All right,
I hit you during the week, Joe.
Mark. All right. Okay, you guys take care now.
All right, see y'all later.
I'll talk to you, Mark. Peace.
Okay. All right.